I recently saw the movie Michael Clayton. The main character, Michael Clayton, is played by George Clooney. He works for a very prestigious law firm in New York as what's called a fixer, the guy everyone goes to if they have a messy situation. So after dealing with one of these little messes, he's driving along some back roads very early in the morning, and he spots three beautiful horses grazing on a hillside. He pulls over, mesmerized by these animals, and slowly walks toward them. Everything about his life, all the ways he has been ground down over the years, is etched on his face as he looks, full of wordless longing, at these horses. For me, it was a mystical moment and the perfect way to begin this spiritual message. To quote Walt Whitman in Song of Myself, "I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long." The very first line from John's Gospel this morning is, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And certainly Whitman's beautiful descriptive words, "placid and self-contained," seem to imply a deep and profound peace. And yet, we live in a troubled and troubling world, just like Michael Clayton. I have a little meditation book for morning and evening, and every prayer begins this way: "Be still and aware of God's presence within and all around. Be still." Now, right there, some of us have a challenge. We are a culture that prides itself on action, on multitasking, on getting things done. We seem to constantly measure ourselves by external things, external movements. We are movers and shakers, no matter how shaken it may leave us. I'm going to suggest that living that life does leave us shaken unless we become aware of God's presence, first and foremost within, and then all around us. In our psalm, we hear these lines: "In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge." Take me out of the net. Refuge is a wonderful word. It means a protection or shelter, a source of help, relief, or comfort, a sanctuary. Here is a poem I wrote with that very title, Sanctuary. A place of belonging where we thread ourselves through the slender eye until we drop inside the fabric of our souls, a pale, fractured light flickering along the edges of redemption, rising into the leafy future filled with every possible shade of green, a comfort felt right down to the bone, with nothing left to keep us from ourselves, a freedom broken into like new earth, and the rich, unruly thaw of an early spring. A place of belonging where we thread ourselves through the slender eye until we drop inside the fabric of our souls, a pale, fractured light flickering along the edges of redemption, rising into the leafy future filled with every possible shade of green, a comfort felt right down to the bone, with nothing left to keep us from ourselves, a freedom broken into like new earth, and the rich, unruly thaw of an early spring. What are the things that keep us from ourselves? What prevents us from sensing the living God dwelling within ourselves? The great mystic Julian of Norwich wrote, So I understand our sensuality is founded in nature, in mercy, and in grace. And this foundation enables us to receive gifts which lead to endless life. For I saw very surely that our substance is in God. And I also saw that God is in our sensuality. For in the same instant and place in which our soul is made sensual, in that same instant and place exists the city of God. God comes into this city and will never depart from it. For God is never out of the soul, in which he will dwell blessedly without end. For God is never out of the soul, in which he will dwell blessedly without end. All of the mystics in every tradition speak of God dwelling within. Here's part of a poem by Tom Barrett called What's in the Temple. We don't build many temples anymore. Maybe we learned that the sacred can't be contained. Or maybe it can't be sustained inside a building. Buildings crumble. It's the spirit that lives on. If you had a temple in the secret spaces of your heart, what would you worship there? What would you bring to sacrifice? What would be behind the curtain in the Holy of Holies? We don't build many temples anymore. Maybe we learned that the sacred can't be contained, or maybe it can't be sustained inside a building. Buildings crumble. It's the spirit that lives on. If you had a temple in the secret spaces of your heart, what would you worship there? What would you bring to sacrifice? What would be the curtain of the Holy of Holies? When I imagine being filled with the Holy Spirit, as Stephen was in our reading from Acts, I think of the word animate, to give or fill with life, to fill with spirit, courage, resolution, to come alive. Animate comes from the Latin anima, which means soul, the same place the word animal originates from. So it would seem that the horses I mentioned earlier were helping Michael Clayton reclaim his soul. I have a dear friend who has a beloved granddaughter. Tatiana, the granddaughter, is now 10 years old, and the most magical thing in her life is a horse named Vesto. My friend asked me to write a poem from a photograph of the two of them, and this is called Song for Tatiana and Vesto. Animals know things, like angels. They know how to love freely, without any effort at all. Do you see how this beautiful horse leans in with such tenderness, grazing your green shirt like newly mown grass? Do you see his gentle eye taking you in? How you are tucked between his head and neck in a kind of heavenly embrace? Do you feel how you are completely safe in this moment? Do you know that is God loving you? Animals know things like angels. They know how to love freely, without any effort at all. Do you see how this beautiful horse leans in with such tenderness, grazing your green shirt like newly mown grass? Do you see his gentle eye taking you in? How you are tucked between his head and neck in a kind of heavenly embrace? Do you feel how you are completely safe in this moment? Do you know that is God loving you? I wonder how often we miss God loving us. Again, the mystics can help so much. William Blake used to speak of angels living in trees. Gerard Manley Hopkins spoke of a word charged with the grandeur of God. In my office on Lombard Street, even with all the traffic and the tourists and the urban busyness, I am aware of what is green in between things. There are a number of trees at my window, and just like the horses, they keep me connected to my soul. This is called Wednesday morning prayer. When I am uncertain, I stand in the doorway and watch how the light moves through the leaves. I study their luminous life. When I am uncertain, I stand in the doorway and watch how the light moves through the leaves. I study their luminous life. Rumi says this: let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. And Jesus says this: do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the luminous life, animating every living thing. Let me conclude with a beautiful poem by James Wright called A Blessing. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. Blessed be.